Mr. Musoni, welcome to the Rise FM Drive. It's been, we missed you last week. We couldn't talk to you. And it is your ambiyiphlungu bafongeti. Yay! Baluza abantu, but you're back today. What are we touching on? African history.
Yes, indeed. Inhlekani to everyone in Makaya. What are we talking about? Previously, we were talking about what it means. We were talking about the importance of definition, and we touched a bit on what is an African, where do these terms come from that we still use today, and what implications they have on us as a people in terms of self-determination.
Yes.
And you made a quick request to touch on what is an African, and perhaps we can quickly touch on that.
Please, my brother. Africa, ma siti nang Africa, sikhuluma ngani. Ingabe mhlawumpe umuntu ofana nathi ozalwe kwenye icontinent usese Africa yena na, noma uma ngabe angalwazi ulwimi lwethu, angayazi culture yethu eAfrica, ngabe lokho kumenza angasabi Africa. Please demystify these issues.
All right. So, Yona, it's a complex matter, but I'll try and shorten and simplify it. So the term African, it comes as an exonym, what they call it. There are different types of amagama. So an exonym is a name which outsiders give to a people. And then an endonym is a name we give to ourselves. So there are different types of names. So for example, Amampondo, that is an endonym. That's what they call themselves. The term black people is an exonym. That's what the outsiders called us.
Yes.
So the term African in its origin in calling a people is an exonym. It was, there are many debates on the actual origin, but it's an exonym, and some people suggest that the Romans originally referred to a people of Northern Africa. For example, the Afar people. The people called the Afar today. So, black people adopted it. Black people to adopt the term an African do not live in the continent. These are black Americans who were the first people to call themselves Africans and came up with the term Africa for African. So, it's an adopted term, and as Abantu, when we adopted it, we meant people like us who practice Shintu and so on. So now, because it's not our term, it's open for all kinds of interpretation and debate, and you have descendants of those who settled in this land, aka the Boers, etc., whatever, Afrikaners, whatever term you want to use, they still argue that they are African as well. And you hear variations because the term was not birthed by our people.
It's not an endonym.
In essence, it's not an endonym, so it does not come from us. Hence, I strongly believe we need to have a term that is more of an endonym. When you say Amazulu, there's no argument. When you say Amavenda, Bakalanga, those are endonyms, and the people understand what they mean. So where you find the term where terms are not originating with the people, for example, you go to black Americans and you call them African Americans, some will say yes, some will say no, I'm not an African American, I've never been, like for example, we have Morgan Freeman, he says I'm not an African American. You know, so those just create a lot of confusion. So I have a proposal, but I think the proposal for me is not to say that we should all use it, but it is to open up a discussion the question is, do we need to have a common identity in order to have so-called Pan-Africanism? or can we have it without having, but we still need to have a way of identifying some exclusive term, I would think,
okay,
in order to say who is to be part of this kind of thing. Yeah.
Okay. Angazi ukuthi ngizobe ngiright uma ngabe ngizothi kuwe next week ake sihlole ukuthi what were we called as a collective in ancient times, because we have learned today ukuthi le gama le elithi Africa sanikezwe abo kuhamba nathi sali embracer, but then before bona abasibiza kona sasiyibiza obani thina ngaphambilini. Would that be a good rabbit to chase?
Absolutely, yes. Yes, indeed.
Super stuff.
Indeed.
Catch us again with Musoni next week on Thursdays on Africa Thursdays right here on the Rise of FM Drive. Bafo, I appreciate your time. I know you are a busy man. You are traveling all over, but you're always making time for us. Siyabonga kakhulu. Ikhenzile.
Yeah. It is indeed my pleasure. You see the English. Thank you very much.
Dango.
We've risen from the fire, refined and ready to conquer. Rise FM, the voice of a resilient community.
Mpumalanga Azishe.
Mpumalanga Azishe indeed. Did you know?